brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, Monday, already the fourth day of February 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, here's what's going to happen. We've got Lord Monckton, who is over in Australia, popping in for 30 minutes at the tail end of the broadcast today. He's going to be joining us to talk about Agenda 21 4 or 5 years ahead of us, because Australia, more than any other country, except for maybe England, is implementing this neo-feudalistic form of serfdom, and that's the UN's own words. They've called for a fake environmentalism to bring in serfdom to control the population. So that's coming up. Now, we are going to open the phones up and take your phone calls here today as well. Yesterday, on the Sunday broadcast, I said that I was going to cover the mysterious death of Chris Kyle, the highly decorated Navy SEAL, who was involved in all sorts of clandestine black ops, obviously, and wrote the Navy's official sniper manual, their new sniper manual. They didn't have one previous to that. They used the Marine Corps sniper manual, but he wrote an updated manual. And he was deep into the system, obviously, and was the head trainer for the Navy SEALs in their sharpshooting program. We saw the Navy SEALs helicopter in SEAL Team 6 blow up, with 20-something of them aboard. We saw the other helicopter blow up in the fake bin Laden raid. So much of this is domestic psyops, and the SEALs more and more are used as a political corps with the new SEAL Team 6 Zero Dark 30 movie, which they admit is basically fiction. We're being bombarded with lies. And I got to tell you, the fact that he was pushing to put guns in schools and armed teachers, and the fact that he knew so many secrets, and then somebody he takes up to the range with PTSD trying to help him, that's the story we're told. We don't know if any of this is true. We're being told this by the government. And then he's killed. You see, I'm not a conspiracy theorist in the way the media uses it. When known liars, certified liars, who've been caught lying over and over and over again and caught staging things, tell me something, I don't just immediately believe it. That doesn't mean the official story isn't true, because sometimes you get people who are not corrupt in the system, or it's a real event. You know, sometimes the truth comes out because you've got good people in media, good people in government, and it's not a staged event, and so you'll have regular folks involved. But when it is a staged event, you'll see key players involved and key scripting, and you'll see an official story being put out very, very quickly. And the shaping immediately and the preparation and the unification of the propaganda is a telltale sign. We saw that with the Aurora shooting in Colorado and then all the other telltale signs. And we do see it in Sandy Hook to a great extent. I believe there was a shooting there. You know, it's like we say there's an inside job on 9/11. That just means criminal elements of the globalist structure somehow opened the door, allowed it to happen, ordered stand downs. We know that happened. We know the official story's a lie. Doesn't mean there aren't, quote, Muslim extremists. But see, the system comes out and has their operatives say, there were no planes. And the originator of that, it turned out, worked for the CIA. Very strange. See, so when I say there could be government involvement or criminal involvement by other actors at Sandy Hook, the spin is, oh, you're saying nobody died. No, I'm saying people did die. But there's clear scripting and things. So it's a complex issue, but we're going to be getting into that. The power outage, it appeared to be staged by yours truly. They're getting you ready, and they've said this, to have more and more power outages across America. This is going to be a new way of life, just as it was in Romania under Ceausescu. So we're going to break that down as well in the latest Second Amendment news. It is all key.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tread on me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Marines to invade South Carolina. That is just the daily news as large expeditionary forces of the Army, the Marines, the TSA, you name it, practice taking over Capitol buildings, practice taking over schools, practice taking over malls. And I have been to many of these urban warfare training events, but we also see it now currently reported in the news. In many of the drills, they practice mowing down human wave attacks. They are simulating killing, in some cases, unarmed American citizens. And when the public videotapes it and gets upset, they say, oh, it's a zombie drill. It's a joke. That's why we've got 1,000 Marines, you know, landing in San Diego a few months ago to practice killing zombies. Oh, that's why there's black helicopters that lease a building in the middle of town and then blow it up and catch it on fire. And men are rappelling down off ropes and the police are involved. It's all to acclimate and condition the public. On record for martial law. It's all official. In the Army training manuals, in the Army Times, in Stars and Stripes, Brigade Homeland since 2008 has been officially announced, and they plan to have troop force up to 370,000+ troops. That is the goal. And they're going to pull them out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, and they're going to be the new domestic military, and you're going to have Obama, and we have a clip of that coming up in a moment, running around giving more speeches saying we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. You've all seen and heard that quote over and over and over again. And we should do another special report this week showing the top brass talking about it on C-SPAN, the Pentagon talking about it in Pentagon videos online. You've got not just Rahm Emanuel in two different speeches saying you'll have national service, but now you're seeing all these other groups pushing for it, and they're telling high schoolers, hey, it's going to be compulsory that you serve in the new FEMA Corps. But it's not going to be planting trees. It's not going to be building national park bunkhouses like they had in the 30s and 40s. With the national make-work programs, it's going to be unpaid compulsory volunteerism, which is another Orwellian term. This is the insanity of the world that we live in. Look at this other article up at Infowars.com. Robots replace waiters in China. That's right. They're not just going to replace manufacturing jobs and have robots working on the robots. No, now they're going to replace people as waiters. And again, the globalists have decided to go with this angle to make humans obsolete. To make humans obsolete. To fully get control of the civilization and to have a technocratic, centralized system. And people say, this is a terrible future you're telling us about. I'm not the one manifesting this. The globalists are engineering it in that direction. We're going to be going over that report. Reuters report contradicts Obama skeet shooting photo. I don't even know what to say about this other than it's definitely a psyop. And this is cognitive dissonance that Cass Sunstein talked about and that Cass Sunstein engaged in. What, 4 years ago in public white papers, and that's why he was hired and brought into the White House. He's now left the White House. But for 4 years, he was the head of their policy board. He was the czar, the regulation czar. I know shotguns. And I have photographed and videotaped, even as a novice before I had a TV show, firing shotguns and firing rifles and firing handguns over and over again. And I can tell you right now, that looks like a fake photo to me. And I actually noticed that first there's a controversy that, oh, he doesn't really skeet shoot or like guns, which they kind of stirred up. And then the White House over the weekend, and I'm going to cover this, I have it here in the stack once we get over some of the top news. The White House comes out and says, don't you claim this isn't real? And then another little comment, they say, by the way, this is copyright. No one is allowed to Photoshop this. This is only for media. Knowing that that will stir people up and make them go out and Photoshop it. And by the way, I've looked at the precedent, I've looked at the law. White House photos are public domain. You paid for it. That's why you can go to the National Archives and just pay for the copying, pay for the cost of copying and the tape, or now the hard drive, and get all of the gun pod footage, get all of the hydrogen bombs going off. Companies take it and then remaster it and then call it copyright. Or the voiceover is copyright on Discovery Channel or History Channel, but not the footage. And so I've actually looked into this. I've actually purchased National Archive film. I've actually You have to actually get it through another company or go, and you have to send someone in with the archivist, and that's how you buy it and get it. So I've actually been through the process. I know. Why would they come out and say, you will not use this, you will not Photoshop that? Cass Sunstein said, we'll go in and stir them up. We'll put out fake conspiracies. We'll get everybody hyped up. We'll get everybody diverted. We'll get everybody to look at fake conspiracy theories or conspiracy theories that don't matter. He wrote two papers on it. One for Chicago Business School, the neocon outfit, and one for Harvard. Look them up. He wrote them 6 years ago and then wrote more papers when he got in the White House in 2009. I mean, just look it up. Cass Sunstein, cognitive infiltration. I always say cognitive dissonance. It's cognitive infiltration. And that's what they're doing here. They put out a blatantly fake birth certificate so that we'd run around and talk about it all day, knowing the public would just choose sides or get confused while the insider trading goes on by Congress, while the UN openly is in command of our military along with NATO, while our government publicly arms and commands Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and Mali and a bunch of other places. While TSA occupies every major city from Seattle to L.A. to Dallas, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Chicago, New York City, Boston, you name it. You name it. They're there. I mean, they're now there with, quote, spot checks on South Lamar at the bus terminals and the train terminals, but they also are doing it to people on the highway now, and it's totally illegal, and they search everybody's bags without warrants, and they're out of their jurisdiction, and it's all just a probing operation. And that ties in to this information that's coming up. Why is the government stockpiling guns and ammo? Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, asked. And he says, why is the government gearing up for war? Why are they buying billions of bullets? Why are they buying all the automatic weapons? Why are they buying armored vehicles? He says it's about the civilian national security force, as big, as strong, as well-funded as the Defense Department, to quote Barack Obama. And Farah says that's what he believes is going on. He says, I have some theories. You know, those of us that have been right all along need to stop saying we have theories. I'm going to get Joseph Farah back on. I'm going to get him back on this week or next week. Because it's all there. It's like you walk into your living room, there's a giant elephant sitting there on top of a pile of crap, excuse my French, and you're like, I don't know, I got a theory, that looks like an elephant. They're like, well, it's got big ears, it's gray, it's got hair, it's got giant feet, it's got tusks. I don't know, though. Look, it's all in the Army memos, the Army manuals. Maybe Farah's just a good writer, and he knows people like a mystery. You know, I notice everybody always calls me with, I think there's a FEMA camp in my neighborhood. I mean, under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they designate the centers. And then you can cross-reference it with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that just was giving more funding to already existing facilities and plans, and then it matches up to the 2002 FEMA plan. And you can look up all the clergy response team training, what they're training the preachers for, to, quote, go to the FEMA camp, take the shots, turn your guns in when you're told. This is all official. And then 5 years, 4 years after we break the news here on Genesis, it's mainstream media and InfraGuard and Brigade Homeland and Army Times and all the countless drills. And I've talked to the Delta Force people off record. They talked to Lieutenant Beck here in town. He gave me info, so they ran him out of the SWAT team. Vietnam veteran, patriot, great guy, ran him out, kicked him out of the Travis County SWAT team because he gave me information that was not classified. I went in his office 2 years before, and I said, you're going to be approached by Delta Force, and when they do, you need to understand it's illegal. And they're going to offer you money, and this is part of a corruption program, just like they corrupt third world countries. That's how they took over Iraq. And I said, next they're going to be asking you to deal drugs. And he said, get out of here. That's posse comitatus. I'm a Vietnam sniper vet. That's unconstitutional. It'll never happen. You're nuts. And I said, they're approaching every city in the country. They will approach you. He calls me up 2 years ago. He goes, can you come to my office, please? Delta Force card. Everything he said, I said, was, of course I'm right. I know what I'm talking about. This is martial law. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Alex Jones here, back live. I'm going to open the phones up on the Super Bowl power outage. What do you think that was all about? I've got some news concerning it that's pretty amazing I'm going to get to. Even mainstream news is reporting is an Illuminati conspiracy because the singer flashes an Illuminati hand sign and then the power goes out And it's just all part of them extending it out, having more time for ads, and getting everybody ready for the power to start going out. That, in fact, in Europe and worldwide, they have Earth Day where everybody turns their lights out for the day, for the evening, for 1 hour. They have a lot of different special greeny holidays where they want to accustom you to everybody has their power go out. Because only the government districts are going to have the power. And see, for a new listener, it's like, man, is everything a conspiracy with this guy? I have so much knowledge on this, it's very frustrating. I'm not bragging, hey, I have knowledge. It's freaking me out that the general public doesn't have 1/100th of the information I have, because you're focused on making money and doing your job and trying to take care of your kids and trying to have a good life. I don't blame you. I get it. You work hard. You want to go watch a football game. You work hard, you want to be left alone. You work hard, you want to go get in your sports car and go drive 100 miles an hour out in the countryside. I get it. You work hard, you want to go out and go water skiing, or you want to go out and have some fun, go out and party. The problem is we've been taken over, and things are going to get very, very bad. But as things get worse and worse, people are going to say, well, let me just have my entertainment. Let me just leave me alone. In fact, statistics and history shows as things get worse, people tend to get even more into entertainment and more into escapism. And the social engineers know that. But what they can't get over is tribal images and archetypes and signets, runes of power. And that's what guns are, that's what property is, that's what parenthood is. It's real things like weapons and children and property. This is all real. And they can't get rid of that last little pieces, the family, men and women, and their desire for one another. Friendship, people standing up for one another. That's why all the messages are, don't stand up for people. Screw other people. Cheat other people. Get ahead, so that you're all atomized and can't come together. I mean, when I get up here and say the Super Bowl power outage looks staged, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that I know. In fact, I want to do a special report on this. It's just that I want to do a special report on everything. I want to document everything and every article I cover. Every one of these 200 articles is probably more than two. Can we have a document cam, guys? There's probably 200 different articles here. Every one of them I could spend 3 hours on and then give you supporting backup information on each and every one of them, proving why I believe what I believe, why I say what I say, what I'm going over, what I'm breaking down. Okay? I mean, here's an example. I have the UN proclamations in the 1960s and 70s saying they wanted to train people to not have electricity and to not expect electricity 24 hours a day and to not accept running water and to not accept things, and that the globalists could charge us more money for a gallon of water than for 10,000 gallons of it, and that society was set up wrong, and that wealth was making us too free, and the social engineers were going to lose control of technological development and their global monopoly of power if they didn't bring the general population back into feudal serfdom. And that's why all the trendy resorts and all the trendy restaurants all over the country and other countries I've been to, you go in and they're not low flush toilets. There is no water. They're not low flush urinals. There is no water. And you're at a 5-star restaurant and the bathroom stinks like a gas station because the urine's going down into a cistern below that gets processed and turned into fertilizer and stuff. Okay? They make it trendy to be a slave, just like the ancient Chinese emperors. They were told it's stylish to not be able to walk. It's stylish to not be able to feed yourself. And the ruling power behind the throne fully took over. This is the system. They tell you it's stylish to be a slave. They tell you it's stylish not to be manly. They tell you it's stylish not to be a classical mother. They tell you all of this not to empower you, but to enslave you. So see, I know this was a stunt. I know in my gut, and I know their M.O., 99% chance, okay? 99% chance, because I happen to remember other stunts where they had official sporting events go dark in the past, and I predict next Super Bowl, they'll say, we're now going to make this a tradition to have the power go out. Watch.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on it. All right, finishing up, before I give out the number and get into some other news that go to your phone calls, they were billing this Super Bowl as the most green-friendly ever. But green friendly for me means not having genetically modified organisms being manufactured by the thousand every year, not having human genetics put into sheep, cows, you name it, so that you can then have cross-species zoological transference of pathogens, bacteria and virus, and it gives rise to dangerous mutations, not having toxic waste dumped in our food supply, not having dangerous experiments going on with antimatter. You know, these are the things that could actually destroy the planet, destroy us. Not carbon dioxide, plants breathe. Not, it's bad to have electricity, it's bad to flush your toilet. When all your toilet does, if you have, say, a septic system, is send it out through a bacteria tank and then sends fertilized water out to your green yard, creating a recycled ecosystem. It's all renewable. Oh, humans are bad. Humans are evil. You're saying, how do I know this was staged? Well, I went back and reviewed the video right before it happened. I saw the way they were behaving, some of the things they did right when it happened, the way they behaved once it unfolded. Most people obviously weren't in on it, but it's all about to see if they can get away with it. And how do I know this? Well, the UN has called for this. In fact, guys, we use search engine Enron staged blackouts. And then you all hear about it on Earth Day and World Day and all these other days they have where simultaneously nations turn their lights out. They're getting you trained. And Enron said in its internal memos that came out in the federal trial that, well, if we cut the power, it creates the artificial perception of scarcity. The perception so that we can have artificial scarcity. Yeah, there's Wall Street Journal. Enron linked to California blackouts. Traders said manipulation began, energy crisis. Yeah. And then it came out in the federal court. That's from 2002. It came out that they would do it, and some days they'd make $1 billion extra. Some weeks, $3 or $4 billion extra. All over the West Coast, but mainly in California, saying there isn't enough power, there isn't enough power. Oh my gosh, you want power? You went without power for 6 hours today, Los Angeles. We're going to have to charge you more. Give me my power then. All right, it's free market. Truth is, they had a glut of power. The truth is, they were telling their switching stations, calling them on the phone. Because all these people weren't conspirators. They were just told by the Enron that had the contracts over the agreement, okay, start cutting power. Over the next 24 hours, cut it down to almost nothing. I mean, they have to build the grid up, have actuaries of how much is going to be used, prepare and guess with computers. In the old days, they did it with big, thick pads of paper. And they would sit there and guess, okay, this time of year, generally this much power gets used. We know when it gets hot, they're going to use more air conditioners. We know when it's cold, okay, this many people on average have electric power. They're not using gas we had this much power used last year. We guess there's going to be that much. And then if there's extra power, it has to then be stored in big giant batteries and other systems. That power is destructive. It will blow things up. They've got it all dialed in. And the Soviets would do this in their satellites to control people. Romania and places, they had policies to just get it to where there were a couple hours of power a day, and then only select factories and government buildings, they had power 24 hours a day. And they're already setting up the actuaries. See, I've studied this issue. I've talked to people that work as engineers in scores of power plants. I've talked to plant managers. I've researched it at every level. I've got a lot of family that works in power plant management and power storage. Yeah, tapes reveal Enron's secret role in California power blackouts, London Guardian. Boom. See, and this is one stinking data point. I have hundreds. Do you know what it's like to be sure of their criminal activity and not be able to stop them? But see, you know they want your guns to enslave you. People saw it worldwide, and they've seen it in cities these globalist mafia people run. So, see, on that one issue, you know not to trust them, so they're not victorious, even though they're trying everything they've got to go after our guns, and they're trying to launch out of control, outside of law, purges against gun owners. It still doesn't matter, because on one issue, you're not backing down, you're angry, you're upset, and you're not going to play games, okay? All you've got to do is figure out their scam on every other issue, and it's over, okay? It's over. Let me continue. In fact, I'm going to do a report on this. I could show you right now. It would just take the whole hour. Type in UN calls for controlled blackouts to lower carbon footprint. Type in carbon footprint is a depression is good for a carbon footprint. You can go read the UN admitting that the mega banks are engineering this, but it's all in academic level above PhD. You don't get taught this stuff. At the London School of Economics, you don't get taught this stuff at Harvard. You don't get taught this stuff at Yale. I've interviewed people. There's only one a year that goes through the special Rockefeller Foundation program that Henry Kissinger was the first graduate of to be a super gopher for them. You don't go through that until you've got two PhDs and are selected. And I have interviewed one of the people who's got that special above PhD level degree. Francis Boyle, constitutional lawyer. Dr. Boyle, professor. who they've got on a no-fly list. He's not even allowed to fly. They hate him so much because he turned against them. He got all the way to the highest level, played along with them, and they let him into all of it. This is how it works. Major universities may graduate 5 of these people a year. Okay? And it's Chicago business, it's Yale, it's Harvard, it's Princeton. The University of Texas has got the former NSA head running it. They're hatching them out. And Aaron Dykes got into the political science higher level, not the highest level, but they were wanting him to go for his PhD and stuff because he was had high grades. And he got right up in there, and it was, world government's real, we're going to get rid of the family, everything else. I mean, my dad got into the lower mid-levels of this, and they all told him. This is an absolute 100% fact, okay? Okay? They turned the power off at the Super Bowl to get you ready for more power outages. Remember my article 2 years ago? The DrudgeReport.com picked up and went viral everywhere, and the White House, Jay Carney, responded. I guess it was a year and a half ago when he first got in there and replaced the other idiot, Gibbs. And they responded, so that's ridiculous. There's not going to be rolling blackouts because of us. We're not shutting down power plants, even though they'd already shut down a couple hundred. Texas now has rolling blackouts when it gets cold or when it gets hot. We have to buy the power from Mexico, dirty plants the globalists own. And there it is, depression good for reducing carbon emissions. Bloomberg, that's an Infowars.com article, but if you click Bloomberg, that blue link right there, it'll show you. And the UN says, use public events in their, pull it up. They say, we will use public events to turn the power off to teach everyone it's good, and we will ritualize not having running water, not having electricity. They're going to turn your electricity off. You're not going to have it. In the actuary agreements in San Francisco and Austin and Okinawa, these sister model UN cities under municipalization plans, go look it up. Austin Special Model UN City, thousands of pages, UN website. They say the central governing districts and the central governing zoning areas will never lose power. That's why all the elite where I live, doesn't matter, there's houses 10 times as big outside town for cheaper. They move into little bitty houses in Tarrytown. I say little bitty for these people. Billionaires are down there. They move into 3 and 4 and 5 bedroom houses because that's where the police protection zone is. You've heard the police call in and confirm this. The police captains know where the special zones are at. Those places will not have their power cut off. The reason they're tearing up the roads and putting in bus lanes and stuff and bike lanes is they're going to shut everything off in the future. They're not playing games, is my point. You understand what it's like to know of this criminal activity? A bunch of seedy slime bags playing God because we stand down and let them run all over us? The UN maps presented in Congress, I'm showing one on screen right now, half the country, right at half, completely off limits. And folks, in Burma and other areas, I saw it in 1999. I've got to find it. It was about Asia, and it showed UN zones, biosphere zones, and it showed men with machine guns who shoot anyone that enters them. They kill you if you enter it. They're already doing this in Africa and Latin America. Look it up. Even the New York Times. African people are, and others, and Latin Americans are being killed for UN programs to, quote, reclaim land to the earth, kicking people off their ancestral land, forcing them into giant megacities to then work for 2 cents an hour. And then the government says, guess what? Just get sterilized, do this and that, and we will give you $5,000, the equivalent of what they'd make in 3 or 4 or 5 years, and they do it. You're like, good, sterilize them. There's too many people. You idiots. You idiot yuppies. You're not white racist, because that's not what they are. They're on power trips like they're scientists, and they've been let in on the program, because it is. Everybody's let in on it. You go to any cocktail party, even just mainline people that don't even have their 4-year science degree yet, and start talking about, we need to get rid of people, we need to reduce population, and that, and they'll start singing from the same sheet of music. Don't you get it, you morons? They're putting it in your food. They're putting it in your water. They're putting it in your air. They're soft killing you as well. They just can't do it as openly and as fast because we have something of a free press left that would report on it. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, I saw major pro-life sites that are highly respected saying Pepsi is using aborted fetus body parts to produce specially grown cultured flavor enhancer. It's basically a genetically engineered flavor. They want to be able to just drop a vial of it into a soup and ferment the flavor. Okay? Just like aspartame is E. coli. And I saw that and I said, that's not true. And I went and looked it up and it was true. And then the Obama administration ruled for PepsiCo that the shareholders didn't have to be told where the babies were coming from. And then it all came out. In fact, you can even type in, it happened last year. PepsiCo agrees to stop using fetal tissue. People didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. But actually, I should have believed it. I already knew it. They had cloned humans 20 years ago. They just don't call it a human because they kill the baby before it's born. They grow them in artificial wombs, and then they say it's not a human because it was changed. They add 1% pig, 1% cow, 1%. Look this up. I mean, this has already been going on for 20 years. And then it's not a human, and it's not a clone. They give it other semantical names, and then they suck them dry and use them. Yeah, PepsiCo says it will halt use of aborted fetal cells in flavor research. It's also in the Washington Times. And they go, technically, we're not feeding you babies. We grow the culture out of the stem cell line from the dead babies. That's right. That's right. For whatever reason, I guess, you know, I got to admit, veal tastes really good. Something about, you know, baby flesh tastes pretty good. You know, when I go out and I go hunting, if I'm going to shoot something and isn't a big buck, I'm going to shoot a yearling doe. And I'm going to take it and I'm going to have it cut into steaks. I hunt if I hunt to eat it. If I see a big, ugly old jackrabbit, I'm not going, that thing's going to have, you know, fleas all over them and it tastes like, but if I see a little fluffy jackrabbit hopping around, you know, my .22-250 is going to shoot you at about 200 yards and I'm going to eat you. Back when I had time to be a woodsman and do such things like that, my true love, and it's any man's true love, you ever go out and do it. And so it's sick. You're eating a flavor enhancement from a baby. From a baby, and you don't even care. Just like they have suicide nets, not just at Foxconn, but dozens of other, I mean, I don't know, I looked at them, something like 30 major companies have built in China around their dorm suicide nets. And they're saying, don't worry, Foxconn said, we're just going to go to robots. But they still need human technicians to work on the robots. See, they don't need us, they don't want us, they took the world over through fraud, and they're coming for everyone. And they've had other global soccer games. Type in power turned off, lights go dark at soccer game to mark Earth Day. Just type that in, I want to show them. This is the program. I know them. They have blueprints. They have handbooks. And so once their robot armies are in place, robot engineers, robot sewer repair, robot street repair, robot security, robot combat, once that's all in, and we're only talking 5 to 10 years, but they're going to probably let it go a little bit further than that to make sure all systems are good, they're going to launch a Skynet attack on us, but it's not going to be nuclear. It's going to be biological and chemical. But it's humans running Skynet, okay? And again, you can pull this up in the 70s. The Pentagon called it, and it's actually in my book. That's out of print now, but it's on PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. They actually call it Skynet and a control grid. See, people see this info who are in Hollywood and in between the CIA and Hollywood that's like two peas in a pod, and then they put the culture out to get you ready. But it's not machines coming commanded by machines. It is elite globalists who believe they're going to merge with the machines. They believe the evolutionary path has already been predestined. They've chosen this path. They have chosen the best possible path to immortality is cybernetic merger. And they're offering the greatest intelligentsia of the world entree into that system if they will serve it. Number one, you reap what you sow. You're not going to get this immortality. Number two, it's horrible what you're doing. And number three, you can't trust the globalists that engineered this thing. You think they're going to let people like you stay around that are a lot smarter than them? Do you think they're going to keep you around? You are gravely mistaken. This is not good. We should offer the technology to everyone. We should be honest about what's going on, and we should have giant global initiatives that are accepted at the nation state level and accepted and voted on by the people of goals of off-world colonies and bring out all this technology and be honest about it, and we can people the stars together. But I'm telling you, that decision has been cut off. That is not happening. That is not the direction we're going. You're slated for death. And as soon as their grid's in place, they're going to release the bioweapons and the chemical weapons. And all of you people that have served the system and think you're part of it, you're going to die. I hope you understand that's the program, that's the plan, and I've warned you, and that's why I'm not worried about getting killed or being put in prison. There's no future if we don't turn this around. And we need to have an intervention with ourselves and realize this system and what people think about you and all the TV and the culture, it means nothing. Sitting there, I dropped by a party last night that I was invited to. And it was a nice group of people. And I just watched them, and a lot of them were listeners. Super Bowl party. It was at a restaurant they shut down for the party. And I watched all these nice people. It was Steiner Steakhouse. And I watched all these people sit there and watch the fake thing rolled out for them. Whereas they all were having a lot more fun before we stopped sort of watching the game. Well, it doesn't matter.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Start taking your phone calls. He's popping in for one segment. We've got the author of The Fix is In. He says one of the most corrupt outfits is the NFL staging things. and he's been in the FBI files. It's been documented. The question is, how much is staged? Well, how much will you put up with? He's going to pop in to give us his take on the power outage with the game in general, because if I talk about the Super Bowl and then use it as a way to get people to think about larger issues, we can take a globalist tool of propaganda and actually turn it around against them. Here's something I want to get across to you. The decision has been made at MIT, the United Nations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group. Anyone who reads science magazines knows this. 15 years ago, I was reading white papers where they said this was the plan. And those were white papers from decades before in some cases. But I'd never seen it in Scientific American. I'd never seen it in the Journal of Nature. I'd never seen it in MIT magazine. Now they're going, no, there will be no need for humans, and we don't know what to do with you, and everything will be robotic, and the elites are going to merge with machines, and the decision has basically been that we're not even going to have humans deploy to space, and the manned space program is over, and everything is robots. That is a decision that humans are obsolete. Humans are a failure. Humans are a joke. And the globalists are going to take full control of human evolution, in their words. And think of what a total revolution that is, where they just ignore what we want. They ignore what we say. They put out a fake Hollywood sports system. They suck everyone into it. While above us, a technocratic matrix engineer corps is trying to build a matrix. We're not in total false reality yet. They put out fake shotgun photos. They do Illuminati signs right before they turn the power off. You know, Janet Jackson, it was an accident. My breast came out with the Illuminati sun sign on her. I mean, all staged. Oh, was it staged? Gee, did a bear go in the woods and go to the bathroom? Do fish live in the water? I mean, you know, again, they do it all to just exercise authority over us, where they publicly run Al-Qaeda and admit they do, but say you've got to give your liberties up because of Al-Qaeda. They just publicly do all of this to where even those of us that know what's going on, it's kind of like, oh, well, I knew TSA checkpoints were coming. Oh, there's one. Oh, they're going to search me. They've got guns now. Oh, it's for my safety. Oh, sure it is. Yeah. It's looking for drugs, which the government is on record shipping the majority of in. And even the TSA will laugh and go, I know, this is our job. Again, it's about following orders. Oh, you've got a bubble thing that projects bubbles. We're going to call it a gun and call the SWAT team. A Hello Kitty. Well, that's ridiculous. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's meant to just turn everything on its head. Until everything, you know, the government's totally secret, but you have no privacy. That's backwards. Government's supposed to be wide open. You've got total privacy. Unless there's an eyewitness naming the place, person, and things, signing an affidavit, swearing they saw this. And if they're liars, they're going to jail. That's what you've got to do to spy on me. That's what you've got to do to come in my house. That's what you've got to do to put your hands on my person. But now, oh, no, the Fourth Amendment says reasonable. We find it reasonable. But it defines what reasonable is. Get the new magazine before it sells out, and it's going to sell out. Buy it in bulk in grips of 10 up to 100 at cost. Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns, our new February issue. It is a big, color, glossy pamphlet of information and quotes to wake people up. It is a weapon. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And buy the ProPure with a new filtration system, 10% off, with promo code WATER, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And we brought it back with a new design, limited edition Obama Tyrant Joker poster. Wear it and get in people's faces.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.